Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I remember when we were pastoring in Sigaville, Texas, and Sigaville was not a very nice place. It was a small town. It was the pits. We struggled. We only had a maximum of 12 people coming to our church. Usually five or six was it. Three of those were in my family. And people stayed away by the droves, and it was hard. And we struggled, and I had a lot of preacher friends say, why don't you leave that place and go someplace else where the people want to hear? But you know what? I just loved Sigaville, Texas. I loved it. And we were struggling financially. We were struggling in every way, but it was just wonderful. I was delighting myself in the Lord, and God sent me there, and it was as much training for me as it was ministry to the people. And God wanted me to be there, and so I had a supernatural desire to be in Sigaville, Texas. And we stayed there a little over 2 years, and one day I was down in our church building, and I was praying, and all of a sudden, I looked out the window, and it's like that things went from color to black and white. I thought, this is the ugliest town. This is the worst place. What am I doing here? And I lost my desire to be in Sigaville, just like somebody flipped a switch. And I looked at it, and I hated it. And I thought, God, what am I doing here? And as I continued to pray over a couple of hours period of time, you know what? I just got to a place where, God, I've got to get out of here. I can't take it here anymore. This is it. It's over. The grace to be in Sigaville, Texas was gone. And so I prayed about it. And as I prayed, the Lord spoke to me and says, you've got to be out of your house by November the 1st. You're leaving. And this was, I forget when it was, September or something like that. And so I prayed about it a long time because this was a major deal. And I was going to have to go home and break the news to Jamie. And when I drove into the yard, you know, into the driveway and looked, there was a for sale sign in our front yard. And I went in and I asked Jamie, I said, what happened? And she says, the landlord came by and says, we've got to be out of the house November the 1st. And I said, well, that bears witness with me. And we left. And you know what? That's one of the ways that God led me, is all of a sudden my desires changed. I had been on radio since 1976, and my original plan was to cover the entire nation with radio, and then, only then, after we had been on, there's approximately 1,600 Christian radio stations, it fluctuates a lot, but basically 1,600 Christian radio stations. After I covered the nation with radio, I knew eventually I was going to do TV. I had people tell me I need to be on TV. I had people offer me free TV time. I had a guy that owns a television station in Colorado Springs offer to produce the programs. But you know what? I didn't want to be on TV. I had no desire for TV. I hated TV. I knew I was going to do it someday, but I had no desire for TV. And then in the summer of 1998, I was just praying, and it's a long story, but I mean, in one prayer time, all of a sudden, I just saw that I don't have to do radio and then TV. I can do them both at the same time. I got to thinking about it, and I got so excited. I was able to sit down and design our set. I knew exactly what my program was going to be like. I knew it wasn't going to be standing up there in a three-piece suit and ministering and doing things the way that I saw everybody else do. The Lord showed me I wanted to sit down and just be like I'm talking to you right here over a table, one-on-one. And the Lord showed me the whole thing, and instantly my desires changed. Instantly they changed. And you know what? I shared it with Jamie. I got some counsel from some other people. But based on that desire changing is why I started on TV. And after I began the process, the Lord woke me up in the middle of one night. I'm putting a lot of stuff in here. But the Lord told me, he says, that if you would have died before this time, you would have missed my will. You are just now beginning your ministry. So in January the 3rd, 2000, I just began my ministry after 32 years being in the ministry. I just started January the 3rd, 2000. And you know how all that came to pass? Was through desires. I had had people ask me to start a Bible school, and I didn't want a Bible school. I'd seen people who graduated from Bible schools, and I didn't want my name associated with people that were going out and doing this. And I thought that Bible schools were flawed in the sense that it was only knowledge. And there wasn't any way to disciple people and to impact them on a personal level. And so I was praying one time, and the Lord just all of a sudden dropped in my heart about how we could have a different Bible school that's not just teaching knowledge, but actually discipling people, training them, giving them on-the-job training, taking people on overseas trips, getting them involved in the ministry. And when I saw that, boom, just like that, my heart changed. And I wanted a Bible school. And you know what? I didn't hear an audible voice. There wasn't some prophecy that came, says, that thus saith the Lord. You know how all of these major things in my life have happened? As I'm delighting myself in the Lord and just focusing on God and seeking God, God puts His desires in my heart. God just drops a desire. And I mean, for me to come to actually hating and making fun of Bible schools in just a few hours, to come to where, man, I've got to have a Bible school. It is such a radical, drastic change that I couldn't ignore it. It was God putting His desires in my heart. And I prayed about it, and it took probably a couple of months before I was absolutely convinced that that was God. But, you know, that's how it all began, was God, by God giving me the desires of my heart. And this is one of the ways, one of the major ways that God speaks to you. It doesn't supersede the Word of God. If you don't love your wife and if you have a desire for a new wife, that's not according to the Bible. So your desire is wrong. But you know what? If you, say for instance, are just in a dead-end job and you hate it, the first thing I would do is to make sure that you're delighting yourself in the Lord. I would go and spend some time fasting and praying. Take a weekend off. Go somewhere and just get into the presence of the Lord. Take Charlie and Jill's tapes. Go to worship in the Lord and get into a place to where you know that God is absolutely first in your life, that you're willing to go anywhere, do anything. You are yielded to God. You love God. And then think back about that job. And if it still has zero desire, if you hate it, if it is not satisfying and gratifying to you, and if you know that you have delighted yourself in the Lord, then get out of there based on the fact that it is not something that you desire to do. Thank you for that one amen. And you know what? Many of you are just sitting here saying, but I've got to be practical. I need a job. And this is a good paying job. And so I'm going to do this. It's not what I want to do. It's not what my dreams are. It's not what's in my heart. But it's what I've got to do. That is so wrong. So wrong. You only got one chance at this. This is not a dress rehearsal. Time is ticking. Your life is going by. And if you aren't doing what you are passionate about, what is in your heart, what is your dream, man, I wouldn't let the door hit me on the backside before I was out the door and gone doing what God told me to do. You hadn't got time to waste. And somebody, but I've got to provide for my family and do this. You know what? You step out and believe God. God will take care of you. If you believe that you are putting God first and God has put a desire in your heart, do it. And people say, but how can I do it? You first, before God tells you how you can do it, before God makes all of the things work out, first of all, you got to obey the leading of the Lord. Why would He give you step 10 if you aren't going to obey step 1? All that does is make you more accountable. Some of you are saying, well, God, let me just use it for instance. God, I know that you're leading me to go to Bible school, but how could I do it? Well, what kind of job would I have? How would you sell my house? What will I do with my dogs? Amen. We've already been through that. How will I deal with all of these things? God, what do I do? God's not going to answer those other questions until you first of all say, God, I know that you're speaking to me and I will do it. Now, show me how to do it. You aren't debating whether you'll do it. You're going to do it. Just God give me wisdom. You have to start moving. You have to put some motion to your boat. You know, the Bible says that you can turn a ship with a very small rudder. This huge ocean liner can be turned with just a small rudder, but only if it's moving. If you're sitting still, you can flip a rudder on a ship 360 degrees and it won't give any direction. You got to move. You got to do something. If you have an impression, a desire from God, and if you aren't moving towards it, you don't have to be full steam ahead, but you got to be moving. God can steer and guide and show you how to do things. But if you're sitting still, nothing's going to happen. You got to step out and begin to start putting motion to your boat and doing what God has impressed you to do. Like I said at the beginning, this is so simple. Some of you are going to miss it because you think, oh, I wanted to hear a voice. I wanted to have you tell me how to see the glory cloud or have, you know, three goosebumps in a row. That guarantees that this was God. Or, you know, we're looking for something else. This is so simple that you can miss it. But if you are putting God first, that's a big if. If you are delighting yourself in the Lord, God will put His desires in your heart and you can start doing what you desire to do. That is powerful. God will influence your desires. You know, let me go back to this example of when I had this experience with the Lord. I was in college, going to college, and I was doing it because that's what you're supposed to do after you get out of high school. I didn't know what I was majoring in. I was a math major because that was my best subject. And so I was just taking courses. I didn't have any direction for my life. But for 18 months, I'd been praying and asking God to show me what He wanted me to do with my life. Then I had this encounter, and I mean instantly my desires changed. And I hated school. Prior to that time, I loved school. I was excited about going to college. You know, I was out on my own. I was doing my own thing, and it was exciting. But when I fell in love with the Lord, I hated going to school. I don't know if I can say that strong enough to let you know how I feel about that. I hated going to school.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a five-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fifth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, if you've been blessed by today's program, I believe that you're seeing that, you know, the Word of God, if you live in the Word of God and if you study it, it changes the way you see things, the way you react to things. And I'm telling you that this is the key to sensitizing your heart, is just being focused on the Word. And the best way that I have to offer you of getting into the Word, our products will help, but the very best way is our Charis Bible College. It is an intense study of the Word for 2 years, possibly 3 years if you stay and do our apprenticeship program. And we have the equivalent of like 22 years worth of church attendance crammed into 2 years worth of Bible school. If you'd like information about that, please call and inquire about our Charis Bible College.